Peru was, and still is, commonly considered the heart of the Inca Empire, although it had been home to a number of diverse indigenous cultures long before the Incas arrived on the land, which of course had a large effect on its music. However, the biggest effect on Peruvian culture was the Spanish conquest of the Inca Empire. Cumia, an Incan boy who lost his parents to the civil war within Peru, grew up loving to play music. Though as he grew older, he witnessed a cultural shift after the Spanish conquest that greatly changed the music around him. The natives he spent most of his time with performed what was called taqui, which described all of their music, songs, and dances. All of their music was created using the pentatonic scale, re, fa, sol, la, and do, and was often accompanied by singing that was high-pitched and nasal. The primary purpose of the music within the traditional Inca culture was spiritual, and was often associated with religious rituals, which were mainly related to war. However, after the Spaniards invaded the Inca Empire, the natives were forbidden from performing their traditional customs, which of course includes their music. Quote unquote, in order to obliterate the magnificence of the Inca Empire, modes of cultural preservation were wiped out, according to Expat Nation. Cumia witnessed the suppression of their traditional instrumentation, rhythm, and melodies as different cultures began to take hold of the music within Peru, such as harmonies, stringed instruments, and major and minor keys which were introduced by the Spaniards, but originated from Europe. Though after a long period of time, once the Peruvians gained their independence, Cumia's great-grandchildren's great-grandchildren realized a gradual fusion between their traditional Peruvian music and music of other cultures such as the Andes, Europe, and Africa. These cultural influences on Peruvian music can especially be seen in the Machu Picchu folk song called The Door of the Wind by Los Angeles Inca.
The song starts off with the charango, playing the first bit of the melody, while a second charango plays the harmony. If you're naturally unsure what a charango is, imagine if a ukulele and a guitar had a baby, and then that baby was raised in Peru, though it originally came from the Spaniards who invaded the Inca Empire. That baby would be the charango, and then the charango would grow up to become the most dominant and most common instrument in Peruvian songs. That melody is then repeated over to the panpipes, where one charango continues harmonizing, and the melodic charango splits off into offbeat strumming and counter melodies. If you are once again confused by the instrument I'm talking about, panpipes is another child of two instruments like the charango, this time of a harmonica and a pipe organ. Then that child was raised in the Andes Mountains. Blowing into the longer tubes of the panpipes lowers the pitch, while blowing into the shorter tubes heightens the pitch, just like a harmonica. Panpipes also became a dominant and common instrument in Peruvian songs, just not as much as the charango. One of the notable percussion instruments used in this song are the maracas. Throughout the song, it's just playing a standard 4/4 rhythm in order to keep the song flowing. There isn't much to talk about the maracas, but they are most likely gourd maracas, a shorter, curved version of regular maracas. They're probably gourd maracas because ornaments containing gourd seeds are fairly popular in Peru. Another notable percussion instrument used in this song is the conga. Generally plays basic quarter notes, eighth notes, and the occasional different rhythm, like at the end of the chorus. A lot of traditional Peruvian songs have a general uplifting, adventurous vibe, suggesting a common use of major chords, and they all use the charango and panpipes at the very least. Another song with the same cheerful vibe is Cusi Cusi by Romina Hui. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you've learned something about traditional Peruvian music from our podcast.